I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class.
Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. These things are not as mystical as some have imagined. When everything just seems too big and too hard, and everything just seems impossible and hopeless, it's not because it is hopeless. It's because faith is so weak. And that's what Jesus corrected and reproved people about when he was on the earth teaching and ministering. More than once he would say, oh, ye of little faith. And sometimes he would say, how is it that you have no faith and you're full of fear? So he was saying, you could have gone a different way. You could have chosen to believe something, and in believing the good thing, it actually pushes the fear out. So it matters what you listen to and what you look at and what you dwell on. And in this day of multimedia, you know, 1,000 channels of this and endless searches of this and that on the internet, there are many voices in the world, but where do they come from? What are they saying? What is their purpose? You'll find that many of them are designed to put fear into you. Many of them are designed to actually rob you of your faith. And you got to be protective of your heart. Proverbs says, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. And so what does that mean? Well, he's talking about in that same fourth chapter, what you're seeing with your eyes, what you're hearing with your ears. Don't let your ear be a garbage can for people to just pour junk into and confuse you and scare you and all this other stuff. You can tell whether something's good or bad by its effect on you. Right? Its effect on your heart. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If you're upset all the time, you're scared, you're anxious, you're all of this, you hadn't been thinking on the right things. Amen. Period. You've been looking at, listening to the wrong things, and you can change. Yes. Yes. You can change it. Yes. If you will. Now, come here to Faith School. We're not going to scare you. Right? We're not going to tell you bad stuff. We're going to tell you good things. Yes. From the Word of God. Yes. That'll stir you up. Amen. Give you peace. Give you joy. And the joy is your strength. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Father, all of us agree together today again, asking for your precious utterance, that you bring out exactly what you know is the most important for us to hear and see and know and do today. We ask for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look with me again in Scripture to the 23rd Psalm. We began some weeks ago talking about faith for provision. If you want to have strong faith for your needs to be met and to be able to do well and materially and to be able to be a giver and have extra resources, that doesn't come by an accident. You need your faith fed in these things. If we're going to trust God to do something in our lives, it's got to be based on something he told us he would do. Something he told us is his will. And so we're going one by one through 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. And we're down today to reason number 15 in our study, so we're halfway. If you haven't been with us, go online to faithschool.org, and hundreds of previous faith lessons are there. No charge, no commitment. They're just there waiting on you for you to feed on them and share with somebody else. And there's also multiple languages if you have friends or family or yourself, as English is not your first language. So take advantage of it and get caught up with us. You can go through reason number 1, 2, 3, the previous 14, then you'll be caught up with us. Number 15 in our study is that we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all because of God's provision for His people in the wilderness. We're just calling it provision in the wilderness. Provision where?
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness. That's one of the big keys of this. And we read in Deuteronomy 2 and 7, it said, "The Lord your God has blessed you in all the works of your hand. He knows you're walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, you have lacked nothing." Nothing. We saw a similar thing in Nehemiah 9. Nehemiah 9:19, it said, "In your manifold mercies, you didn't forsake them in the wilderness." Verse 20, "You gave your good spirit to instruct them. You didn't withhold your manna from their mouth. You gave them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years did you sustain them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not." Their feet didn't swell. All that walking around in that crazy hot desert. Right? How many believe God can still heal your feet today?
Amen.
Keep them from swelling and having problems? That's a word for somebody to lay hold of right there. Somebody said, "Well, my feet stay swelled all the time." Well, it's time for a change.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Let's ask the Lord. I'll pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over everyone that's had problems in the feet and in the ankles and in the legs. You've always been a God who've taken care of these things. And so we speak to this inflammation, and we speak to whatever is causing to retain fluid and infection or poor circulation. We say, be quickened, circulation. Be cleansed and purged. Muscles, tissue, joints, be cleansed and healed and restored. Swelling, go down, subside, be healed, be normal in Jesus' name. Somebody say, "I believe I receive."
I believe I receive.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For healing me.
For healing me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the same healer.
Amen.
He's always been.
Yes.
And He has sustained them in the wilderness. Like we talked earlier in these sessions, there must have been some 1.5 million people or so, plus tens of thousands of head of livestock. And so for not a year or two, but for four decades, 40 years, He fed all of them, kept all of them in shoes and clothes, kept all of them in plenty of water where there was no water, where there was no food. Now, you know that maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later, but He rained bread out of the sky.
Yes.
Mm. Right?
Yes.
And He brought water out of rocks.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And this is not a trickle or a fountain. It said rivers.
Yes.
Now, you got to remember, 1.5 million people and all these livestock, it'd take a river.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And God did this for how long? 40 years, proving He's a God who wants to do it.
Yes.
He's a God who can do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And did do it.
Yes.
Will do it. And so he proved it year after year after year, basically saying, I'm not limited by the place. I'm not limited by the time or the situation. I mean, Egypt had an iron grip on these people. And from the natural standpoint, you'd think they will never let them go. But they did.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
I said, but they did.
Amen.
And you would look out in the middle of that desert and you would think nobody could survive out here for a week. But they did.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
But they did. God demonstrating his covenant keeping, his faithfulness, and his ability. It doesn't matter where you are.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you are. He can and will provide for you. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter where you are. Hallelujah. In Psalm 78, if you'd look there, I'll tell you what. Go to Genesis first. Genesis 39. I'm not quite ready for you to go to the book of Psalms. Say it out loud if you believe it. God can,
provide
anywhere.
Anywhere.
In any time, any place, any situation. Now, the reason you got to keep talking about this is because the enemy has convinced a bunch of people that because of where they came from, where they were born, where they live, they'll never be able to rise above a certain place. Just because of where you were born. And nobody knows you, and you don't have the contacts. You don't have the resources. You don't have the connections, and you don't... I think God is a pretty big connection.
Amen.
What do you think?
Yes.
I would say...
Yes.
God is as good as it gets.
Yes.
Somebody say, I
got connections.
I got friends.
In high places.
High places. Like who? Like the Father?
Yes.
Like Jesus?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I got friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I know people.
Amen.
Come on, say it out loud. I know people.
I know people.
I know God.
I know God.
That's the greatest connection you will ever have.
Amen.
But most people don't live like that. They do not think like that. They walk by sight.
Mm.
And so they're only looking at their external circumstances, and they're looking what has happened or hasn't happened with everybody around them. And the devil says, well, who do you think you are? You know better than them. They haven't gotten out of here. You won't get out of here either. And if you believe that, you're stuck. You're stuck. But if you believe what we're talking about here, then you know it doesn't matter where you are. God can prosper you anywhere. In the worst of circumstances. In Genesis, the 39th chapter, this is the story of Joseph. And it is truly an amazing story. You know how that he was, his father played favorites with him and bought him a special coat. And the hand of the Lord was on him as a boy. He had dreams that were prophetic. But without any wisdom and understanding, he went around and told everybody and made his brothers mad. You know, they got to the place where they hated him so much that they grabbed him and sold him as a slave to a caravan that was passing by. Now, that's rough, isn't it?
Yes.
When your own family sell you. And in those days, that's it. You know, when the caravan got out of sight, you're never going to see them again. That's it. But the Lord was with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord was with Joseph. And the Bible said, verse 1, chapter 39 and verse 1, Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down there. Just happened to be somebody close to the Pharaoh. Huh? Nah. Can you see what's going on here? Now, you know Joseph prayed while they're hauling him in a cage on these dusty roads, and he's in chains. And the devil's telling him, your life is over. Right? If you live throughout the year, you're not going to have a life worth living. You're going to be treated like an animal. You're going to be abused, mistreated. Who knows? But God's looking out for him. And verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. Well, where was Joseph? He's not at home. Huh? Now he's in Egypt, where they worship all kind of false gods, and they are so messed up. And what condition is he in?
Slave.
Slave, right? Yes. He has nothing. He doesn't own the rags on his back. And, but the Lord was with him. He had connections. Is that right? He had connections. And he was what? Come on, read the rest of that verse.
Prosperous.
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
He was what?
Prosperous.
No, that's something's wrong about that. He's a slave. He's a slave. When you think of slaves, you don't think prosperous. Right? But the Bible's right. He was what?
Prosperous.
Why? The Lord was with him. And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So he is in a place not of his choosing, in a condition nobody would choose for themselves. All of his connections with home and loved ones and all that seemingly gone forever. In those days, if you moved 100 miles, it was like being on another planet. You were never going to see or hear from anybody again. And yet, in this place, he's prospering.
Hallelujah.
He's doing well. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can God prosper you anywhere?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what condition. And you know, you read things like this and you see how flimsy the devil's reasoning is. He'll tell people, you know, they're in a company and they'll say, well, no, you know, they're not promoting this year. So you won't be able to get that thing that you really need and desire because of what's going on in the company right now. What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
What's that got to do? I mean, what would they say if they were a slave in somebody else's house? No. So I want to hear you say it out loud. God can.
God can.
God will.
God will.
Prosper me anywhere.
Prosper me anywhere.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Where I am.
Where I am.
Or who else is around.
Or who else is around.
Or what's going on.
Or what's going on.
God can.
God can.
And will.
And will.
Prosper me.
Prosper me.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Everywhere. It says he was a prosperous man. Mm-hmm. Now, prosperous means he has money.
Right.
He wears good clothes. Mm-hmm. He eats good food. He rides a good horse. He's got a good place to stay. He's got a good bed to sleep in. When you saw Joseph coming down the road in Egypt, you would not think, that's a poor, pitiful slave. You would not think that. You'd think, man, look at that young man. He's got it going on.
Yeah.
Must be an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? No, he's a slave. He's a slave. Now, you'll see, I'm finish this in just a moment, but later on, when Potiphar's wife lied on him and he got sent to the dungeon, now, you would think then You know, I thought it was bad. This makes you want to be a slave again, right? Because now you're in the deepest, darkest, stinky dungeon. And a lot of people just lay there and rotted. You know, it was awful. But the Bible said that Pharaoh was upset with his baker and his butler, and he sent them to the same dungeon. And if you read the what happened when they sent Joseph there, in about a few weeks, he's running the place. Mm-hmm. He's running the prison. But you see why he keeps coming to the top. No matter how far down they put him, he keeps coming to the top. You notice he comes in to where the baker and the butler are. And the scripture says, he says this to them. He said, why are y'all so sad today? Why are you so down? What's the deal? They could say, well, we are in the king's dungeon. Maybe get executed next week. You know, no, but you see what I'm saying? He is not moping around, depressed, hopeless. How can you bounce in the dungeon and go, hey, why is everybody so mad and upset in here? How can you do that? Because you have not given up on the inside.
Amen.
Joseph held on to those dreams he had. The Psalms says so. It says, until the time that word came to pass, the word of the Lord tried him. In other words, as the years went by, the enemy saying, that ain't never going to happen. But he would say, oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Faith in the darkest places will cause you to prosper in the darkest places. Can you see this?
Yes.
But you cannot, I mean, he's in jail. He's in the dungeon. But the dungeon's not in him.
Amen.
Can y'all see that?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he was in slavery, but slavery didn't get in him.
Yes.
Can you see this?
Yes.
We can't control everything that's happening around about us. And there's a lot of bad stuff in this evil world. And thoughts and feelings and all kind of stuff will try to bombard you and come against you. You can't control all that. But you are in control of whether or not it gets in you. If you let it in you. Depression may come against you, but you better resist that.
Right.
And you say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Hopelessness. Despair. Couldn't you have despaired?
Sure.
Because you're sold into slavery? And now because you're in the dungeon? But I can see Joseph popping in and going, hey, what's everybody so sad in here for? Come on. I got us a banquet planned today. Huh? In the jail. And I got some good games we'll play later on this evening. How many believe if God is with you?
Yes.
Is that right? If the Lord is with you, you got joy, you got peace. Is that right? You got grace, you got strength, you got light, you got life. No matter where you are, you can bring that to the situation, right?
Yes.
And not let the darkness get in you, but bring light to the place yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you have to have this same mentality if you're going to prosper. If you're going to gripe at your desk, at the place where you work, and you're going to fuss, and you're going to blame everybody, and you're going to talk about how it's not fair that you've been passed over, and you deserve the promotion more than other people and all this stuff, you're stuck. You're not going anywhere. You're speaking against your own prosperity. And you're buying into this thing that I can't prosper here. Oh, they're against me. They don't like me. Well, see, that's not faith.
Amen.
I said, that's not faith. If you walk in faith and you walk in love like you should, people will think you're naive. And that's hard on people's pride. But if you're secure enough, you don't care. You know? If you walk in love like you should, people say, did you hear they were talking about you over there. You go, no, no. If somebody comes up and slaps you, you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you trip? You tripped. And your hand fell across my face. People say, you're just being naive. No, I choose to go that way. Right? I choose to go that way. And faith even calls those things which be not as though they were. Even if there's evidence that they've done things against you and spoken against you, you know what you should say? They like me. They like me. I tell you what, I have favor. I have favor with God and with man. They see me and they just like me. They see me and they just want to do things for me. And if you really walk in my faith, people will say, that ain't what I heard. It was over by the water cooler. They were tearing you apart. You go, nah, nah, I'm telling you. They like me. I have favor with God and with man. And everything is working together for my good and God's glory. I'm coming up. Isn't that the same attitude and faith that Joseph bounces into the jail cell with and goes, hey, fellas, why so glum? why so down? And the thing is, you remember God brought him out. Well, keep reading here. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight and served him and made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. He didn't know anything he had except the bread that he ate. Is that amazing?
Yes.
He turns this over to a slave. He's not keeping up with anything anymore. Because every time everything this boy touches turns to gold as a slave. I want to hear you say it again. God can.
God can.
God will.
God will.
Bless me.
Bless me.
Prosper me.
Prosper me.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. He can provide in the wilderness. Well, our time's up again today. Come back tomorrow. There's so much more to see. See you soon in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.